God as lover. From the Song of Songs, chapter 8, verses 6 to 7 of the Old Testament Bible, we read, "Set me as a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is strong as death. Passionate love is resentless as death. The flash of it is a flash of fire, the flame of God Himself. Love no flood can quench, no torrent drown." Perhaps the totality of God's love for His creatures finds its pivotal expression in what we understand as passionate love, that of a lover for the beloved. And this is how it is depicted in both the Book of Hosea and in the Song of Songs. Beyond that, in both the Judaic and Christian traditions, the loving union of man and woman has constantly been presented as a symbol of the desired union between God and humanity. All of human life is a movement towards this union, which is the sole purpose of our existence. In Hosea, the scenario goes something like this. God compares His creatures to an unfaithful wife, worse, to a prostitute who takes many lovers, seeking through them to provide for herself without her husband's help. The husband's anger blazes at such infidelity, but such is his love. He cannot bring himself to give her up. He has the power to cut her off from her lovers, make her life barren. But the bitterness of that is not a punishment. It is the means of coaxing her back to her husband, the only one who will be a true and faithful lover to her. In this simple story, we can trace the unfolding of the love story between God and His people. Individually and collectively, we try to fulfill our deepest longings by our own efforts, flitting from lover to lover, seeking satisfaction in relationships, money, possessions, achievements, power. Yet for every one, time begins to run out. We find age creeping on, there are no more horizons, and all that promise of fulfillment seems to be slipping away. But that emptiness and disillusion are the very things that can point us back towards the only source of fulfillment. She will chase after her lovers, but not catch them. And then she will say, "I will go back to my husband." She never realized that I was the one. God's total love supersedes death because it is eternal. Occasionally, we can be permitted an insight into this truth. I remember standing by a graveside on a bitterly cold February day, my arm linked with an old man whose wife had suddenly been taken from him after a short illness. As the coffin was lowered, he clung to me so tightly that I myself somehow experienced in that grief the power of his love for her, and understood that the grave and that coffin were only peripheral to it. Even in its fullest sense, the love of man and woman can only be a faint shadow of God's love for each and all his creatures. A love of such passionate intensity that death is no barrier. The depiction of God in the sacred scriptures as our lover has become a central theme of the spiritual journey for successive generations ever since, which is why the Song of Songs, essentially an allegory of courtship between two lovers, has been included in the canon of scripture. The culmination of courtship is union, two beings becoming one flesh, not just physically, but bonded by love and commitment. Great spiritual writers like St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila have described the destination of the spiritual journey as spiritual marriage, a state where God takes full possession of a person. These are lofty notions and not easily comprehended. But in a letter written to Saint Therese of Lisieux by her sister, there is a genuine perception of it. Responding to the description by Therese outlining her own spirituality, which she calls her little way, her sister Mary writes, "Oh, I was very close to weeping as I read the lines that were not of this earth, but an echo from the heart of God. May I tell you, I will, you are possessed by God, literally possessed." Saint Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, describes it as being filled with the utter fullness of God. My own interpretation is that full union with God is being filled with the fullness of love, with the self-centered ego has disappeared because love has replaced it. And Ruth Burroughs says, throughout the pages of the Old Testament, with its history of humans as they really are, sinful, blind, obstinate, hard of heart, there shine stars, friends of God, who in some measure attained or were granted intimacy with the awful mystery. Such intimacy is still possible. Amidst a perverse and corrupt people, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Here, it is suggested, was someone for whom God meant so much that he was swallowed up by him. Enoch disappeared, only God shone out. In this pregnant phrase of scripture, we have a summing up of holiness, of the perfection of human life.